episode 1759, Your Tomorrow Starts Today.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week. Yes, that means it's Mindset Monday. Come on, it's time to get your A game going. Your tomorrow starts today. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, many of our days are filled with what we cannot do and what we cannot have. But why live amongst those excuses? Your tomorrow starts today. Everyone loves the idea of a fresh start, a new beginning. You had that today when you woke up, and what better time than now? Daylight savings time has ended. Yes, if it has affected you, you're like, oh my gosh, I got an extra hour of sleep. Or maybe it was just you got a cat nap yesterday. How awesome is that? Or maybe you're like, well, it doesn't affect me. Our time doesn't change. I know I used to live in those areas and life just kept going on. But you see, we all want to find an excuse as to why we can't change, why we cannot become who we wish we were tomorrow. So the time to jump in is right now. A clock with a new time. Why not? Your tomorrow starts today. How many times have you found yourself in the position of wanting something different than what you are living? Maybe it's a new you, a healthier you, whether that's losing weight, gaining more muscle, maybe it's just leaning out. Maybe it's standing taller with more confidence. You want a new you. Maybe it's completing a book that has been bubbling in your soul for way, way too long. You're like, I've just have got to find time to put it down on paper. Maybe it's going back to school to live your dream career. The kids are getting older and now you have the financial means to be able to go back to school. Maybe your current employer is saying, hey, we're willing to help you with your dream. Maybe it's starting a family with you being able to be at home. You don't have to worry about having the kids in daycare, or better yet, when the kids come home from school, you are there to greet them. But it's so hard changing what you already know. Think about it. I know this is going to be really tough for some of you, but go back when you used to have cash in your pocket. Yeah, remember those things? There's paper, had numbers on it. It was kind of the color of a green color. And for those of you who live in other countries, you know, you have your paper currency. And it's not the same color as here in the United States, but you know it distinctively. But now we have what? This card. And how difficult was it to transition from paper and coins to a card? And then in between that, you had what? A check. And a check was awesome because you didn't have to carry around all that extra weight. Those coins got heavy in your purse and then you couldn't carry them. The guy's pockets were bulging out and the, you know, our wallets in our purses were like, you know, expanded. It was horrible. And then we got the small card. It wasn't a credit card, but it was one attached to our checking account that we could use and the money would just come out and we didn't have to worry about carrying around all this excess, heavy, weighted money. When you think about what we do every day, what you carry around with you, if you love yourself, that's awesome, but if you're not loving where you're at, you're carrying around baggage and you're making a lot of excuses. Now you can continue down that road and carry around that heavy stuff. Or you can thin things out a little bit and say, you know what? I want to head that direction. I want to have this transformation because it's easy to get comfortable in that old chair. It fits you perfectly. Or does it? Your tomorrow starts today. So how do you start today to create your tomorrow? Well, you got to set your intentions today to determine your actions tomorrow. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. What you need tomorrow starts today. Now, if you set your clocks back accordingly and you're not freaking out this morning as you're like, oh my gosh, did I set this clock back? Okay, I know my phone clock is fine, but my alarm clock maybe not so much. I know. I've got like, I don't know how many clocks around the house. And I walked around yesterday going, did I turn that one back? Wait, did I turn that one back? Which clock is right? We have to begin to set our intentions today to determine our actions tomorrow. What you need tomorrow, what starts today? Believe it or not, this is not about goals and habits. As much as we need to change our habits, as much as we may need to set goals, even different goals, so we look at them differently, it's really all about the daily focus of what you want to see in your life. This is presence. You want something different tomorrow than what you have today. So you've got to set your intentions today to determine your actions tomorrow. What you want begins in the present. You can keep talking about tomorrow, but if you don't deal with what is happening today, tomorrow is going to look the same. So it's time to be present, be incredible, be you. Your thoughts encourage your actions. What have you been thinking lately? Are they positive? Are they uplifting? Are they motivational? Are they moving you and propelling you forward towards what you want for your tomorrow? Or are you like, nope, gonna just sit in my old chair. I like it. Fits my bum very, very well. Your thoughts encourage your actions. Your actions then respond to your circumstances. You can get trapped in your circumstances. And when you allow that to happen, your actions are going to do what? They're going to reflect that. So your thoughts encourage your actions. Your actions respond to your circumstances. Your circumstances refine your character. You're going to have things that happen to you that you don't like. And that's okay. You're not supposed to like everything. But what you have to understand is you cannot let your circumstances define your character. You allow those circumstances to refine your character. So then your character begins with what? Intentions. Thoughts to actions to circumstances to character. All that leads to intentions. Decide today to commit your tomorrow to the person you desire to see reflected in your everyday. Create your now. When you roll out of bed in the morning, it's not about thinking back to what you wish you had done yesterday. It's about moving forward and knowing what you will do today so you can change tomorrow. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. This isn't about trying to have everything perfect. Because if you're trying to do that, go back to bed. I'm being honest with you. Go back to bed because you're just going to fall flat. And why would you want to start your Monday off on a bad foot? I mean, seriously. So let's be honest. You're not going to ever reach perfection. But you can improve on where you are. Practice is progress. Practice keeps moving you forward. This isn't about knowing every step along the way either. You're going to stumble. But guess what? You're going to be able to learn how to stand up that much quicker. Learn from your failures. Learn from your falls. Rise up faster. Today, you got it all. It's about being present, knowing that you are willing to do what it takes today to get a different tomorrow. Set your intentions today to determine your actions tomorrow. Wouldn't it be awesome to be able to roll over in the morning, sit up on the edge of your bed? Come on, think about it with me. Take a deep breath. Maybe you begin to see the sun on the horizon. Just this little sprinkle of light, of hope, that today is going to be different and tomorrow is going to be even better. Why? Because you decided to set your intentions today, which will then determine your actions tomorrow. You won't have to figure out everything every single morning because you're already on the course of where you're headed, where you want to be. Create your now. I love thinking about how opportunities arise, and we can either capture them in the moment and say, you know what? I'm honing in on this. I'm going to see what I can do in this moment and focus. And that focus is what? Presence. Or we can become distracted. We can allow our mind just to kind of run crazy wild. We can keep our day cluttered with stuff that doesn't matter. And then when we lay our head on the pillow, we can sit there and ponder everything that we messed up for the day, wishing that we would have done something different. I don't know what you're attracted to more. Are you willing to put in that hard work to be present for what you want to go after? Or are you going to settle for that old chair? The one that's comfortable. It fits your bum great. But it's not really the life you want to lead. There's something more. There's greatness around the corner. You're attracted to it. You can almost hold it in your hands, but you have to be willing to do what? To set some intentions for today, to determine your actions for tomorrow. Your tomorrow starts today. So what is it for you? What is one thing that you need to be present about today? One thing. I'm sure you could give me 12. I want one, just one. What one area do you really need to focus on? Whether it's your personal life, your professional life, maybe it's your spiritual life, maybe it's your financial life. Where is it in your area? Maybe it's your career. There's no right or wrong answer here. But there is one, and the answer is coming from you. That's the right answer. So only you can answer this. What is it for you? Where do you want to go that you haven't been yet? And you're like, it's there. I can almost taste it. I can see it sort of. It's peeking around the corner. But I need all this other stuff to happen. Okay, yeah, you may need all that other stuff to happen. You may need everything to fall in its place. But you know, life doesn't work that way. But you can pick one thing today and be present about that one thing. Make sure that one thing gets done, whatever it is. Come on, you're already thinking about it right now. It's right there. Now say it out loud. There you go. That's how important it is. Now, presence is not something that comes easy for most because we're naturally distracted. We have all of these gadgets. Some people like to use the word technology. I don't know if that makes us sound smarter or in reality, just dumber, because we get addicted to them. Then if we're not doing something every 2.5 to 3 seconds, we use the word bored. I'm bored. I have nothing to do. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? When I hear my children say that, yes, all of them, I just sit there and shake my head. I'm like, oh my gosh, we need to sit down. And they get the look from their mom and they're like, oh yeah, I said the wrong thing. I need to reword what I just said. You see, you are speaking into your mind, which is causing what? A disruption in your thought process. You need to be present for what you are doing, what you're saying, what you're thinking, what you're hearing, what your hands are doing, where your feet are going. Right now, at the tone of my voice, what is happening around you? What are you feeling in your body? If you're working out, you're hot, you're sweaty, your temperature is rising, right? If you're cooking, oh my gosh, the aroma is amazing. I'm coming over, by the way, for dinner. Maybe you're getting ready and you're in the shower and you've got the volume full blast so you can hear as the water is flowing over your head down your back. Where are you right now? Presence. Tune into it. Stop being distracted by all the dings and the pings and the bongs and the dongs. It's ridiculous. You're not getting anywhere fast. It's only slowing you down and you're losing what you really want. It's time to be present to create your now. Your tomorrow, it starts today. If you're one who's saying, I got to get on this bandwagon because I am so tired of living my distracted life. I am not doing what I know God has destined me to do. You want something different, but you're really not sure, or you've tried. I know, I've done it. And it's hard stuff to make changes, whether it's personally, professionally, whether it's going back to school, whether it's making changes in the home. Being the CEO of the family is tough stuff. And that's nothing to be taken lightly. So if you're wanting some help with this, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, that will begin our conversation. Don't put this off another day. Because why? Tomorrow is going to be just like today. And if that's what you love, that old comfy recliner there, you know it all too well. It fits you pretty good. It's time to get uncomfortable. It's time to rise up. It's time to see what God has seen in you all along. It's time for you to believe that you can do it. Nothing is impossible. Your tomorrow starts today. For one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.